Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
In this episode of the podcast, we're talking about a couple of college Hall of Famers from Army and from Cornell, and a great Pro Football Hall of Famer defensive back that was born this day, all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from the Pigpen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pigpen for this March 31st edition of the Football History Headlines and Birthdays of Hall of Famers. And before we get started, I just want to go back to those days before we had the internet and before cable television. And, you know, it brings back a memory. You know, I took my last breath of warm air before I opened a door to step outside near zero wind chills and deep snow to do one of the chores that I truly hated. The outside rotary antenna was frozen, so it came down to either my brother or I needed to go out, trudge through the 4-foot snowbanks halfway around the circumference of the house to grab a hold of a frozen steel pole and manually try and twist it into position, with my dad looking through the window giving us a thumbs up or thumb down for when you get good reception for the channel du jour. And if you got one channel that you didn't like the show and you wanted to change the channel, well, you had to repeat the whole process all over again. But when you got inside and you're warming up those fingers and toes after being out there in the cold and being bundled up, the satisfaction of having a clear picture, that's what really helped warm you up, and you can enjoy a great program and clear television with your family and not all the staticky snow. How many people remember those days? Well, we don't have any static or unclear pictures of our football history headlines for March 31st, because we start off in 1906 in the Intercollegiate Athletic Association of the United States, or the IAAUS, is formally established. In 1910, the IAAUS was renamed the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA. Early football games often resulted in injury or even death, prompting some colleges and universities to close their football programs. But the reforms were encouraged by President Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt that is, in 1905. Some of the revisions to the rules of the IAAUS were the institution of the legal forward pass, as well as some rules banning certain formations in football to make the game much safer, and it propelled the game of football into something that we love right now, because what would we do without the forward pass and things of that sort? It really helped the game, even though many proponents of it did not want the forward passing game to come into be. You know, even men like Walter Camp, they thought it would make it, you know, sort of a sissy game. We've talked about that before, but the forward pass was definitely something that made the game much safer, opened up the field a little bit more, and made it a better spectator event. Now let's go to some Hall of Fame birthdays. March 31st, 1938, Elizabeth, New Jersey. The great Army halfback from 1957 to 1959, Bob Anderson, was born. The NFF tells us that Bob was a two-time first-team All-America selection for the Cadets. For the 1957 season, Anderson rushed for 983 yards, which at the time ranked second in Army Black Knight history, and ranked second in the nation with 14 touchdowns and seventh for the Heisman Trophy voting. In 1958, he led the Army 11 to the Lambert Cup and their last undefeated season at 8-0-1. The talented two-way player barely ever left the field, as in fact, he had the most interceptions on the Army teams in 1957 and 1958. The National Football Foundation voters chose Bob Anderson for induction to their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2004. A major injury to his knee slowed him down a bit, but the New York Giants still drafted him in 1960s to join their team. His pro career was interrupted for a couple years as he served in the 101st Airborne Division and returned to the G-Men, only to suffer a career knee injury in 1963 on the field. Our next story tells us that there are two Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined men named Jimmy Johnson with connections to Dallas. Head coach Jimmy Johnson was just recently placed in the hall as a contributor, but his date of birth is July 16th, so we're not talking about him. We're going to go back a little bit more in time because we celebrate the great player James Johnson, who was born March 31st, 1938 in Dallas, Texas. This Jimmy Johnson was a great two-way player as a halfback and defensive end of the San Francisco 49ers, and he was born that day. As a matter of fact, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he was a top pick of the Niners in the 1961 NFL draft. His career lasted for 16 seasons, and a former UCLA Bruin was blessed with blazing speed. He was an All-Pro four times and played in five Pro Bowls and posted 47 interceptions to set a San Francisco franchise record. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined the legendary records of Jimmy Johnson into their museum in 1994. March 31st, 1950, New York City, New York. The top Cornell running back from 1969 to 1971, Ed Marinaro, celebrated his day of birth. Marinaro, according to his bio on the footballfoundation.org, had a higher rushing yards per game than collegiate greats such as Tony Dorsett, O.J. Simpson, and even Herschel Walker. Ed's 174.6 yards per game on the ground in 27 games is truly a remarkable feat. Marinaro had 10 games in which he exceeded the 200-yard mark, and this includes a 1969 game against Rutgers where he had 245 yards in that game. Harvard, he put up 281, and in 1970, against Lehigh, 260 yards in one game. 1971, he continued that streak. Columbia, 272 yards. Colgate, 260. And Ed's average yards on the ground in 1971 was an astounding 209 yards per game, an NCAA record that lasted 10 years until it was broken. Marinaro was an All-American selection twice, and in 1971, he won the Maxwell Trophy and was named the Player of the Year by the Columbus, the Cleveland, and the Washington Touchdown Clubs. He was named to the Ivy League Silver Anniversary Team. The College Football Hall of Fame celebrated the arrival of Ed Marinaro's collegiate gridiron accomplishments into their Hall of Legends in 1991. After he enjoyed a six-year pro career with the Minnesota Vikings, Seattle Seahawks, and the New York Jets, he then butted into a television acting star, having been on hit shows as Laverne and Shirley and Hill Street Blues. We are so appreciative that you joined us here once again on the Football History Headlines and the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. We hope you'll come back tomorrow and join us because we go into a new month, April 1st, and it's got some great, great football history on it to be enjoyed by all. And don't forget, we have our Football by Numbers series going all through this week. I think we're going to end up posting like four or five of those this week, of special bonus editions of the podcast for you to even get more rich gridiron history into your football brains and fill that side of it. You can also get some more sports history news by going to the Sports History Network, where you'll find our podcast and about 20 other great podcasts and great hosts that have some great views on football history and all other sports history too, and from all over the world. So you really enjoy that, and some great guests that come on those programs. We really have a lot of talent on the Sports History Network. Hope that you'll check it out at sportshistorynetwork.com. But for now, everybody, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.